Hey, is Robert available?
This is him.
Hey, Robert, this is Sam at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Hey, we got your web registration. Did you have a few minutes to talk?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So just a couple quick basic questions for you just to confirm, you know, what we have on file, and then I'll get into some details for you. What's the name of the business that you're with?
It's Grumpy, Grumpy, and Sunshine's Guns Emporium.
Okay. All right. And then let me see. Looks like we have your address down as 207 Sunset Street in Roxton. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then is this the best number to reach you at?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Nice. And then I have an email address as, G_SGunsEmporium@Hotmail.com.
That's it.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Let's see. So as far as the business structure, are you guys incorporated over there, or what's it look like?
Nah, it's just a sole ownership.
Okay, sole prop. All right.
Yeah.
How long you been in business?
Since 2010.
2010. All right. All right. And how are things going for you?
It's gun and ammunition business. It's up and down, up and down, up and down. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Well, yes. But sometimes it's feast or famine. Just depends on what the mood of the country and the locale is.
Exactly. Yeah. It swings back and forth. Okay. So, you know, we do have a lot of different programs. It kind of depends on what your specific need is. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Well, what I'm trying to do right now is the shop. I need to do some work on the shop. I've got a storefront, but it ain't a storefront, you know what I'm saying? So I actually do some construction, get a storefront up, get some more inventory in.
Oh, okay.
And just get, you know, I don't really do the displays a lot because it takes up so much money and so much space.
Yeah.
But I'm getting into where people are coming in wanting this and wanting that. And it's, you know, I get anything anybody wants, pretty much. It's not a question of can I get it. It's when they come in, they want it. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure,
and
yeah.
And it's getting to that point where if I had it, I could sell it. But if I got to order it, then, you know, well, I was wanting it today or tomorrow. And
mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. So,
oh, yeah, it's just, yeah.
You know, having it on hand versus me having to order it. Like I said, it comes to ammunition and firearms. I can get pretty much anything anybody wants. But
yeah.
And I try to keep my prices less than, say, the Cabela's or Bass Pro Shops or the Gander Mountains or the Academies, because I'm just a one-man band here, you know what I mean? So
uh-huh.
I try to keep my overhead down, but then again, I'm got to the point where I might have to start adding some stuff, so.
Yeah, I think I gotcha. Okay. So, you know, as far as, you know, setting up that storefront, how much mm-hmm. do you think that, how much are you looking to put into that?
I'm looking at, I've kind of priced and curled Home Depot, Lowe's, and this and that, and getting some kind of security system up. I'm probably looking at between $15,000 and $20,000.
Okay. 15 to 20. All right. And then as far as the inventory, how much were you looking for the inventory?
The inventory is probably going to be around, if I do what I'm looking at doing, is like I said, I don't keep very many guns in stock because you keep having to pay taxes on them, but inventory tax. And so I'm looking at probably $50,000 for that.
Okay. All right. And then any idea how soon you wanted to get the funds in place?
Probably within the next 30 days.
Okay.
I got the holidays coming up, and, you know, I'd like to get it done maybe before 4th of July, if not right after it, you know.
Okay, sure. Do you see business pick up at that time of year, or is it just kind of all over the place?
Yeah, because it starts the summertime, and it's kind of going into where the guys that do a lot of hunting, deer hunting, and bird hunting and stuff like that, start kind of getting ready, and then come September, October, November, December, January, some things I can't keep on the shelf no matter what I do. So,
I believe it.
And then it gets hard to get from my wholesalers because they're also dealing with some of the bigger guys, and usually if they're ordering 500 or something, they're going to get their 500 before I get my 10 or 15.
Yeah, you'll be at the bottom of that list for
them. Yeah, I'm at the bottom. They're making 200,000 off this, and they're making, 3,000 off this, so kind of, in one hand and wanting the other.
Absolutely. No, I got you. Okay, so give me an idea on, 50,000 in inventory. What type of return do you expect to see on that?
My margin, I try to keep my margin between 15 and 20% on everything I sell. So, and that's cheaper than, because I go price checking all the time. I'm not too far from a Gander Mountain and a Cabela's and a Bass Pro Shop, and I'll see something new come along, and I'll go price check. And their margin is like 30 or 40% on some stuff. So I keep mine lower because, like I said, I'm a one-man band, but I figure if I can steal business from them at a lower rate when I can, then that's what I'm going to do. So.
That's the way it's done, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so let's see. Okay, a couple questions here. What do you do, for your yearly gross revenue?
Oh, God, what I did last year when I did my taxes, because last year was really, really slow, because I got the gun shop, and plus I work besides the gun shop, so it's not a full-time, all-the-time deal at this minute.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I'm working towards. I'd say I made about gross probably 80-85 last year, and I probably netted about 25-30 of that.
Okay. You have any idea what you're tracking to do this year?
I'm looking at this year. Hopefully, if things go and I can get all this stuff done, I'm looking at 100,000 to 120,000 this year. I hope.
I got
you. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay. Now,
the election comes around and things change, I'm liable to go way above that, or it's liable to go
pepper. I can imagine if it goes one way, seeing your sales jump up pretty high. Yeah.
I won't have enough ink to write all the dang stuff down for the ATF.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, all right. Now, let's see. How would you rate your personal credit? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
I'm going to say it's up and down. I'm going to say it's probably in the middle.
Okay, cool. All right. Now, have you done a working capital loan before?
No, sir, I have not.
Okay, now, just to give you a little rundown on the way it works, they're typically short-term cash loans.
Right.
The terms range anywhere from 3 months to 24 months.
Right.
And then it's primarily based on your sales. So if credit is something of an issue, it's not necessarily going to rule you out. We can still probably fit you into some programs that are going to work for you.
Right.
So it's a big difference from a lot of other types of programs you might be looking for, where credit is the main factor.
Right.
So we're able to free up some cash, even if it is.
Right.
Now, as far as turning your inventory over, how long does it typically take you to turn maybe that 50,000 over?
Oh, like I said, a lot of times it's going to just depend.
Yeah.
During hunting season, if they're looking for, I know pretty much what everybody in my area is going to look for as far as rifles and shotguns go. This time of year, it's a lot of ARs, stuff like that. So those won't last long if the prices are right. With my wholesalers, I can usually get, if I buy five at a time, I can get a better deal,
Yeah, sure,
so
sure.
I'm looking at those turnaround probably anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. So. That's pretty good. So yeah, a lot of times with these programs, we'll basically let you choose your term, how long you want it to be. So if you're going to turn it over and make your money back a little quicker, it would make sense to go with a shorter term and pay a little less on the payback, as opposed to spreading it out over 2 years. It wouldn't really make sense for you.
Right.
So what we can do, the first step will be get you approved. We'll approve you for the largest amount possible. From there, you can kind of decide what you want to use, and then set up, choose the term that makes the most sense for you.
Okay. All right.
Now, so to take the next step in the process, I will email you. It's a one-page application, and then we'll need to take a look at 6 months of your most recent bank statements.
Okay.
And then your most recent tax return. So from there, we'll be able to give you an answer how much you qualify for. Now, how about this? Do you accept credit cards as payments?
Yes, sir, I do. Yeah.
Okay, so along with the bank statements, I would need 4 months of the merchant processing statements to show credit card sales.
Okay.
Does all that sound like something that you have pretty handy, you can get pretty easily?
Oh, yeah. I just, right now I'm on the road, but it'll probably be this weekend I get it. Yeah, I just sit down because my shop's open all day Saturday and Sunday, so I'll be in the shop all day, and then I have to go and check. I can get all that gathered up then.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll put the email together for you right now. I'll send it over to you. It'll have a list of everything that I need. You'll have my direct contact information. So if you have any questions, you can, give me a call, shoot me an email. I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Hey, that sounds good.
Yeah, so as soon as that stuff gets back to me, I'll go ahead, process it, and we'll be able to get you, we'll let you know how much we're able to approve you for.
Okay, that'll work. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks a lot, Robert. Nice talking to you. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
No, right this minute. If I do, I'll give you a call back, or I can email you when I send that stuff back. So.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
We should be good. All right, man.
All right, thanks a lot, Robert. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.